This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve officials are thinking the jobless rate could dip below 6% this year, but there are still pockets of double-digit unemployment around the country. Take eastern Kentucky, where layoffs in the coal industry have helped push the jobless rate to 16%. Some blame what they call President Obama's war on coal, but the political rhetoric belies a more complicated reality. In the first piece from our series, Coal Play, here's Marketplace's sustainability reporter Sarah Gardner.
Ryan Trent has been looking for another coal mining job ever since he lost his in December of 2012. He faults President Obama.
I blame him for trying to regulate coal-fired power plants, because if it weren't for that, we'd still have jobs.
For sure, the EPA's crackdown on power plant emissions and mountaintop removal means fewer coal jobs here. But analyst Michael Dudas at Stern AG says Appalachian coal would still be at a disadvantage.
The cost to mine the coal in Wyoming is $10 a ton. The cost to mine that coal in eastern Kentucky can range from the low to mid 40s to upwards of $70 a ton.
Talk to long-retired miners like Lee Sexton, a legendary banjo player here, and you begin to understand why.
I don't see hardly how there can be any more coal in these mountains now.
Why?
Well, it's all mined out. They've been so much of it took out.
Coal companies have mined here for well over a century, so they've exhausted the easy coal, and they're now also competing against more productive mines in the Midwest. Greg Pauley, president and COO of Kentucky Power, says his utility will be using less coal in the future wherever it comes from.
As the cost of using coal continues to rise, we go away from that. And what do we go away to? Right now, we go to gas.
Which brings us back to President Obama. The EPA's upcoming carbon pollution standards means burning coal will cost more. Bill Bissett, president of the Kentucky Coal Association, believes that won't destroy coal mining here, but the industry will play a smaller role in the economy.
Chances are the companies will be more privately owned, less multinational in footprint, and they'll likely be taking more advantage of spot markets than long-term contracts.
Dee Davis has worked on rural poverty issues here for decades. He says it's now up to East Kentuckians to figure out an economy beyond coal.
Coal is our history. Coal is our heritage. It's been a friend, but it's not our future.
In eastern Kentucky, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
We'll have more about the rise and fall of coal on Marketplace's PM program later today. Plus, at marketplace.org, we have an audio slideshow of the compelling and sometimes tragic Appalachian landscape.